Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Some of you are fans of colleges or your local high school, and they all have some type of mascot. Some of you are going, well, I graduated from this high school. Well, there was a mascot there. And it's funny, on a recent show, I was talking and I said, maybe I should do a show about badgers because I have not. And then for whatever reason, I saw the logo of the University of Madison, Bucky the Badger. And I go, wow, that's cool. And then all of a sudden it clicked in my mind. Let me see how many outdoor mascots there are, something that relates to the outdoors. Many of them look like the real thing. Some are real animals, by the way. And most of them are just like these fictitious creatures that sometimes they look like the animals, sometimes they don't. And I just said, let's just have a little fun on this show. And I began to look through some of the major universities and actually some of the smaller ones. And I said, this should be part one because I am sure that there are so many more mascots that I have not found. So I'm going to go through a list and, hey, just see if the outdoors just registers into your minds. So let's go to Mike the Tiger from LSU. Many years ago, I had the opportunity of playing at Louisiana State University, a million years ago. And then I clicked in my mind that they have a Tiger mascot. And by the way, they won the National Football Championship. Not why I selected them, but a brilliant team this year. And one of their former coaches, Les Miles, in the preseason, in a cage, he actually brought a real Tiger in for his players. Many of them probably, I'm sure, most of them or all of them, never saw a real live tiger before. And it was just, you know, sort of brought in by a local zoo, brought back safely. But that's the type of thing that goes on sometimes in major sports. And then we go moving along to, one again, and you always hear me say, well, one of my favorite states. I have many favorite states because I absolutely love this country. What about Ralphie the Buffalo from the University of Colorado? Shh, don't tell him. It's really a bison, not a buffalo. But I guess they like Ralphie the Buffalo versus Ralphie the Bison. That'll do. Now, if you are a fan of sports, and yeah, I'm a fan of the outdoors because you know me, Joey B, Outdoor Science and Nature, and I just love to be in the outdoors. But I'm a fan of sports. And when I watch ESPN, one of their desk anchors went to the university or is from Oregon. So the Oregon Duck and University of Oregon, and you always hear him like quack, and he's like the ducks, and well, you see this, and the duck almost looks like Donald Duck's larger cousin. I guess that's the best way of describing him. And the University of Oregon, one of their cool things is their uniforms. When all these like flashy uniforms came about in the country in all sports, it really stemmed from them and the University of Maryland. But let's move on to, and I just thought this, I had seen this logo, this mascot forever and ever, and never knew what his name was and what he was. So let's go to the University of Miami and Sebastian the Ibis. Never ever knew that he was an Ibis. Now, here's a fun story about Sebastian the Ibis. He was arrested and handcuffed in 1989 because he dressed as a fireman because the University of Miami was playing Florida State, and they are called the Seminoles, and they have Chief Osceola, who rides in a horse, has a spear, and sometimes the spear is, you know, a flaming spear. Well, Sebastian the Ibis went to, as a fireman, extinguish the flaming spear. He was handcuffed and hauled away. So you see, there are some pretty unique stories that go on with this. And how about Goldie Gopher from the University of Minnesota at Twin Cities? You see, many colleges have different campuses, major campuses, and the satellites are smaller campuses. And Goldie Gopher, well, you know, I did my research on wolves in Minnesota. And I didn't see any, again, I know there's many gophers. I didn't see any gophers at that time, and I spent months there. But anyway, I digress. Now, I also had the opportunity of playing at the University of North Carolina, and Ramses is their horned Dorset sheep. And when you look at them, their nickname is the Tar Heels, and you look at them, and you're going, is he really a sheep? Is he a ram of some other, like, it's like a combo platter of, I guess, a combo platter of mascots sort of put together. How about Herky the Hawk in the University of Iowa? I was about to say, because you see, there are so many different mascots that are a hawk. And it just says hawk, doesn't say red tail hawk, red shoulder hawk, doesn't go into all that. And then, because this is Mascots of the Outdoors, I began to look up and find many mascots that have to do not with an animal, but with plants. There is the Stanford tree. Now, think about this. You're not the Stanford, I don't know, evergreens or the Stanford, you know, white pines. You're the Stanford tree. And they had been searching for a long time for a mascot, and the band was actually coming up with their own mascots and putting French fries out there, and it was just silly. And somehow the tree it just stood out and stayed, I guess. And then when you go to Ohio State, and if you don't know it, the official tree of the state of Ohio is the Buckeye. So they now have Brutus Buckeye, and if you've seen his head looks like an oblong. It's almost like somebody squashed his head, I guess. I have no idea. No offense, Brutus Buckeye. I apologize. And Brutus Buckeye, I found out, has a pet squirrel. So, you see, mascots can have their own, I guess, mascots or pets. Pretty nutty. And then you go to Syracuse, and it's Otto the Orange. And if you've ever been to Syracuse in the wintertime, and it is one of the coldest, snowiest places, and if I was going to say, if I was going to have an orange as my mascot, it would be somewhere down in Florida. But we flip it because, hey, mascots are fun, I guess. And then there is the Delta State Fighting Okra. So we now have fruits and vegetables and trees as our mascots here. And the one I really like was Artie the Artichoke from the Scottsdale Community College. And I just thought it was just like some really, really cool things. Now, one of my favorites, and again, plant or animal, because you know that I've done research on chili peppers from around the country, is the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. They are the Cajuns. And if you think about Cajun cooking and hot stuff and all that down in Louisiana. So they are the Cajuns. So I am selecting them as my favorite mascot. And another obvious one and obvious to fruits, vegetables. Well, how about the Nebraska Corn Huskers? Enough said on that one. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So back to some animals. How about Rufus the Bobcat at Ohio University? And many of you don't know this, but there is the Ohio State University. And it's actually with the T-H-E-V, and that is Brutus Buckeye. And then there is Ohio University, and that's Rufus the Bobcat. You know what? I wouldn't mind Bobcat as a mascot for me, because Bobcats, pound for pound, are one of the toughest animals and coolest looking animals in the wild. Well, I've actually, in my college selections in North Carolina State, I looked down there at North Carolina State, and they are the wolf pack. And having done research on wolves, well, then, you know, for me, I guess that would be one that, hey, and actually, if you check their logo out, their logo is a cool, it's almost a cartoonish wolf that maybe I saw on Bugs Bunny one year. I don't know, but that's what the picture that comes to my mind. So then let's go to Baldwin the Eagle at Boston College. Very prominent looking logo. Hey, we all love eagles, symbol of our country, actually the mascot of Boston College. And then we go from an eagle to Hokey Bird. Well, Hokey Bird, as I did a research, he's not actually a turkey. So he is a turkey wannabe, I guess. I don't know. That's Virginia Tech down there, the Hokies. And when you look at him, I'm going, all right, so who is he? And I've done research on turkey vocalization. So I'm going, he's not a turkey. So what is he? Now, going back out west, Texas Christian University, the Horned Frogs. And it's funny, Texas, got it right. Texas Christian University is a tiny college, but they're well known specifically for football, but they're well known as the Horned Frogs. And here's the opposite. They say in their spiel about the Horned Frog, he turns princes into frogs. Get it? It's the opposite way. Now, one of the real life animals that you look at, and I like this very much, is Uga. Yes, his name is Uga, U-G-A, for the University of Georgia. He's an English bulldog. And again, and I'll say this, I'm not a big bulldog fan, but when you look at him, he is just a cool-looking animal. And then you bounce from the real animal to the fake one with Aubie the tiger for Auburn University. And Aubie, it's almost like if you were buying a children's stuffed animal, and I'm sure there are Aubie the tigers, you can go down there you need to buy them, but it's an Aubie the tiger stuffed animal that is probably about 6.5 feet tall. So I don't know that I'd want the 6.5 feet tall stuffed animal in my child's bedroom. But hey, that's just, I guess, part of it there. And then when we go to, how about the University of Texas? They actually have a real longhorn steer, and his name is Bevo. And he is, again, if you've ever seen Texas longhorns, they are these really, you talk about domesticated animals, they are one of the coolest looking animals. And if you wanted the tough mascot, you've got him. And then it's funny, you go from Bevo, which is a Texas longhorn, to the University of Alabama, and think about this. His name is Big Al. He happens to be an elephant, and they are known as the Crimson Tide. So you got Crimson Tide, and then you got Big Al the elephant. And somewhere in around 1930, someone said, hold your horses, the elephants are coming. And that's how Big Al was born. Well, you see, I've given you such a number of these, but these last three that I need to share with you on part one, of course, because there's so many more cool ones. How about Gus the Gorilla for Pittsburgh State University? Now, think about this. You come up with a gorilla for your mascot. I'm sure there's a history, and I didn't find the history behind Gus, but there sure is. But listen to these last two. One is Peter the Anteater from the University of California at Irvine. And then there is from the University of California at Santa Cruz. How about Sammy the Slug? Could you imagine, like, hey, Mom, look, I'm going to UC Santa Cruz. You come up with a shirt, and you got a big old slug on it. And people are like, what is that? Well, you see, there is so much fun about mascots in the outdoors. And, you know, I really mean this. I enjoy doing every show, but this show has been a lot of fun to do. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.